Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So the Orioles have released their probables for the entire series. Of course, today, Zach Eflin. Tomorrow, Charlie Morton. Saturday, Dean Kramer. And Sunday, Jeremy, your guy, Tommy Sagano.
Yeah, Tommy, let's get him going and get a chance to see him. Again, we're going to get a chance to see a couple of guys, their first opportunity in an Orioles uniform. And people can say whatever they want about Sagano. We don't know anything, man.
I don't know nothing.
Yeah, look, he could come over here and be a breath of fresh air. He could start off strong and fade out like a lot of Japanese pitchers that have come over here have. But I think it's bright. Like, I want to see this, and I can't believe I'm saying I'm excited to watch Charlie Morton tomorrow, but I just want to see what he has. And, this is a guy, too. Like, I don't know what people deem a successful four-game set to start off the season. Most people want a series win. I think splitting is fine on the road in four-game sets.
All right, Joe, could you give us the category so we can knock about the ballpark?
Yes, sir. We'll start with record.
Jeremy, I'm going 91 and 71 for the Orioles. That is 162, right? Carry the two. Yeah, 91 and 71.
I'll go 90 and 72 because my math's easier that way.
Okay. All right, Joe, next.
Most valuable Oriole.
Jeremy?
I got Adley Rutschman. I think this is a huge bounce-back year for him.
This is hoping that he comes back in time because if he doesn't, we're in trouble. I have Gunnar Henderson. I think Gunnar bats upwards of 285 this year, 35-plus home runs, over 100 RBI. I think Gunnar steals about 20 bases this year as well.
Okay.
All right, we'll go to best pitcher.
Who do you got, Rob?
Zach Eflin. I got Zach Eflin. I think Zach Eflin has a phenomenal year this year. It is a free agency year for him. He's accomplished. It's not like he has to have, out of nowhere, have success. But I think at his age, knowing that this might be the last time he has to get paid, I think he puts up big numbers, Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's probably the route that most people should take. But you know me, I'm not taking the normal route. I think something special happens this year. I think Swervin' Cole Irvin makes his way back to the Orioles. And
from Korea?
Yes, and he's the best pitcher on the team.
You are the bad. You know what? If you're nothing, Jeremy, you're consistent. What's the next category?
Biggest surprise.
Jeremy picking Cole Irvin.
That's not a surprise.
What's your biggest surprise, Jeremy?
How many years in a row have I picked him?
Four.
Yeah.
Four. He picked him before we had him. Man. What's your biggest surprise, Jeremy?
I'm putting Tyler O'Neill. I think, again, the key for him is staying healthy, but depending on how much time, if at all, he does miss time this year. But if he's able to stay healthy, I think people are honestly going to be pleasantly surprised by what he's capable of doing with that bat. And he's a plus defender as well. He runs extremely well for a guy his size.
Yeah. Cole Glover. Who's the biggest man crush? Jeremy with Cole Irvin or me with Dean Kramer? Because he's the biggest surprise in 2025. Dean Kramer is going to have an unbelievable year, ERA under 4 this year. Joe.
Go to breakout player.
Solid J. Heston Kjerstad. I previewed it earlier. I think Kjerstad, if given the opportunity, puts up big numbers.
I think Madonna said it best. Holiday.
Okay.
It's going to feel so nice, too, watching this kid take off. I mean, you heard me talk about it. I think he moves up in the order, and I'm going, I don't know where you put him right now, but it's going to happen at some point. He's that talented of a player, and I think he's the breakout guy.
Next category, Joseph.
Comeback player of the year.
We both have to have the same here, right?
Jeremy, who you got?
Felix Bautista.
Okay, I like that.
Oh, you didn't have him.
I wasn't thinking of Bautista.
I mean, coming off an injury.
Well, I was looking at, yeah, you're right. He'll win it, but I'm just telling you who I picked before. Adley Rutschman.
Okay.
I think, you know, with the career, the year that he had last year, but you're probably right. It's probably going to be Felix. What you got, Joe?
Biggest regression.
Tyler O'Neill. I think if, and again, it's based on what Solid J does. I think based on opportunity. If Heston Kjerstad does what I think he'll do, I think it'll limit some of O'Neill's opportunities.
Well, see, the hard part for me here is I put down two names because I think it's really difficult to pick. When you have a young team like this, that's you look across the board, it's like, who's going to regress?
Yeah, they haven't gotten as far as they're going to get yet.
Yeah, a lot of people believe the pitching's average. So if I think they're going to regress, does that mean it's going to be below average for somebody's standpoint? I listed two players, and I don't think either one of these guys regress, but I put down, you could see a sophomore slump from Colton Cowser. I don't believe that happens. And the other guy is the guy that you love, or breakout, and Dean Kramer. I don't think this happens, but because of this, you know, practice and what we're doing, I picked two players.
It's a good thing I'm here in Toronto and you're there, because you'd be in a headlock right now. What's the next?
Are you going to talk? No, you're not going to talk to him today. It's not the day he pitches, so okay. I didn't know if you were going to talk to him.
What's next, Joe?
This is a one I'm looking forward to. Who gets traded?
Jeremy.
So I wrote.
Hey, Jeremy.
I think a lot of double-A prospects, or we might see that. Okay. But Mullins and Mountcastle.
Okay, it is.
Those are the two that make the most sense for the Orioles. Now, it has to make sense with the dance partner. I think anybody in their right mind would want Mountcastle with the years that he has, you know, and the control that you can kind of have. And he's a good player. Mullins being a great defensive player, and Enrique Bradfield Jr. probably about a year and a half, 2 years away, where you could slide Cowser to center field if you had to. But that's what I think could possibly happen. I don't know for who, but hopefully for a starting pitcher.
Keep it moving. Yeah, it's Captain Obvious. Keep it moving. What's the next category?
Well, you said Mayo, right?
Yeah, but I think the most likely guys is Mountie and Sayre.
I mean, we hate saying it, but we've been saying it for years.
I don't want them to, but yeah. I think they do. What's next, Joe?
Let's go to home run leader.
It's going to be Gunner.
It's Gunner.
Yeah.
Keep it moving. What's next?
Your Oriole All-Stars for 2025.
Mine is Gunner, Adley, Eflin, Westberg.
Mine's, I've got five. Gunner, Adley, Westberg, Bautista, and my hot take that Joe's going to ask me next, that Jackson Holiday makes the All-Star game.
All right. What's the next category, Joe?
All right, well, we got Jeremy's one hot take.
Well, I got another one, too.
You got two hot takes.
Yeah, since my guy's down on Tyler O'Neill here. Tyler O'Neill, 35-plus homers this year.
All right, my hot take. Until the trade deadline, because one of these guys may get traded, the Orioles will have the best offensive infield in the American League. That's my hot take.
All right, and we'll finish off with playoffs, and how far do they go?
Yes, and I had them yesterday when we talked about this, losing in the World Series to the Atlanta Braves.
I have them winning the East and losing to the Dodgers in the World Series. Yep. You want to hear the people's predictions?
Sure.
We've got to hear the people's predictions. I'm going to put it on social media as well. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. We want to hear your predictions for the Baltimore Orioles for 2025 right here on The Fan.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
6:47 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on medical leave. I'm broadcasting live from Rogers Center in Toronto. Jeremy holding down the fort back at the 105.7 The Fan Studios. Jeremy, a lot of comments so far on social media. Our buddy Pigtown Sports says 93-69, MVO Jordan Westberg, comeback player Heston Kerstad, best pitcher Sagano. He goes with Sagano. He says six All-Stars, Henderson, Westberg, Rutschman, Holiday. He picks Holiday like you, Calza, and Bautista. And you know the crazy thing about that? That's what? Not crazy at all.
I mean, to get five bats in the All-Star game would be ridiculous,
that's
especially
not crazy.
In the American League.
I didn't predict it, but that's not crazy.
Well, look, I picked four. I'm not saying I'm not saying his prediction is ridiculous. I think it would be just crazy to have that. That's what I'm saying.
My buddy Tim, who is definitely a P1, he says Cade Povich is his big surprise player this year. He's going with 92-70. I think that's what you went with. He said they better be careful with Bautista. His power is too strong for his arm right now. He needs to dial it back a little bit until he really gets it going. Let's go to the phone line. Let's go to Baltimore and get Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Good morning, gentlemen. How
good
you
morning.
Doing?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
First and foremost, happy opening day. I should not be having to work on this national holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say it's a breath of fresh air to hear you guys talk so highly of the Orioles record this year, thinking that they're going to go to the World Series. You know, that afternoon crew, they're a little pessimistic, thinking they're going to have playoff struggles. So to hear your guys' optimism is great.
Yeah, there's a spectrum here at the radio station. We're on one end and they're on the other. So it's, that's kind of how it goes. I mean, everybody calls in with us, and I'm sure they call in with them and say, hey, did you hear what that morning show said? They're so positive about all this. It's ridiculous. But anyway, go ahead.
As for my predictions, I think that they're making the playoffs. I'd love to see World Series, but I think they at least get over the playoff hump and win a couple games. If even they make the wild card series and they win that and make it to the divisional round. My MVO is going to be probably Adley, and then I agree with you, Jeremy, that I think O'Neill's going to be the surprise player this year. I think he's going to stay healthy. If he can give us 140 games, I think that'd be big to help us help push this offense.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks a lot, my man. Appreciate that. Jerry, someone told me the other day, so you're all only that positive because you work for the team. And I said to him, I said, how long have I been working for the team? He said, it's a couple of years. I said, no, I started working for Masson in 2010. I worked my way up. But would you have said that about me in 2010? And I challenged him. I said, go back to my predictions and tell me where I was wrong. You know what I mean? When you said, and we had a talk, he said, trading, who was the closer before Bautista?
Lopez.
He said the Orioles, he agreed with Buster Posey.
Posey.
Posey. No, only. He said,
oh, I'm thinking of the catcher. And you're
catcher. He said the Orioles are just, they don't care. They don't want to win. I said, dude, this Felix Bautista is the closer. He's not a closer. He has no experience. I said, well, Felix didn't have the other guy didn't have any experience either. And I told him over and over. I said, dude, I'm telling you, this guy is the real deal. Really, the year that 2022 season, when he was telling me, are they going to lose 100 games again? I said, nah, dude, I think they're going to finish closer to 500 than you think. You don't know what you're talking about. They finished over 500. So I challenge all of you who say that I'm only positive because I work for them, tell me when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
It's that easy. It's that easy. Tell me when I'm wrong. Maybe I am positive, but I'm positive based on what I'm seeing that you're not seeing.
I just, again, like, what people predicting them to miss the playoffs. Look, anything's possible. Injuries happen, poor performance, whatever, surprise team. There's so many things. Maybe you start off slow and you're trying to dig yourself out of a hole. Like, all those things are possible. I just don't know how people look at this team and all of a sudden go, yeah, they're not making the playoffs. They'll be lucky to get the 500. Why?
Like, didn't we hear that last year? We heard last year they wouldn't make the playoffs. We heard that last year from people. It's easy. Keep predicting that, and eventually you'll be right. You won't count all the times you were wrong. The last 2 years, many of you have been wrong. All you got to do is keep predicting that they won't make the playoffs, and eventually, one day, you'll be right. But when I look at this baseball team, Jeremy, you know, for every hole that you say they have, I look at other teams. They are super talented. We're talking about Ryan Mountcastle possibly getting traded. Why? Because of the talent that's behind him. Look at how many teams would love to start Ryan Mountcastle at first base.
Yeah.
Count them out. You have tremendous talent, or the same talent that you crap on, that you dog, that you say can't do it. Look around the league and compare. That's all you got to do. Instead of locking in, I go back to the call we had either yesterday or the day before. Oh, they're not. How do you guys say they're so good when they lost two big players? I said, well, who's going to win it? The Yankees. And I start telling him all the players the Yankees lost. Well, wait a minute. How the Yankees, and they lost more than the Orioles.
Yeah, Joe just said the Yankees have eight guys on the IL to start the season. So
I don't get why it's so in vogue to crap on your own team. I don't know where that comes from. It's more in vogue to dog your team than to be realistic about other teams. It is.
Yeah, did you see some of the other messages we got, which I thought were pretty interesting?
Go ahead.
J. Doe had 98 wins. Jordan Westberg is the MVO. Comeback player of the year, Batista. The thing that I like is he's got the Orioles facing the Phillies in the World Series. So you got the Mets, I got the Braves, and he's got the Phillies in the World Series, right?
Right.
Or no, you have the Dodgers, sorry.
What do you say?
But I'm just saying,
winning the division.
Yeah. I think we all had somebody different winning the division. But we had another one, too, prediction from Go O's. Jackson Holliday is leading off by June 1st.
EJ says 94 wins. MVO is going to be Adley Rutschman, although Gunnar puts up the most war. Comeback's going to be Felix. Best pitcher, Sagano. That's like four Saganos, man. And the Holiday puts up 5.5 war? Wow. That's a high war.
Phew. Yeah. I mean,
5.5 war?
You got to look at some, well, what were we saying? Corbin Burns had a 4 war last year, right? 4 something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zeke says 92 wins, MVO Gunner, comeback player, Mateo.
Okay.
Mateo, I don't think is going to be on the opening day roster. But that doesn't mean he's not going to be a comeback player because Gunner's not on the opening day roster.
I mean, it's kind of tough when you don't know how many at-bats a guy's going to get.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's enough at-bats for him to be comeback player.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, again, like I like the idea that people are throwing out names. It gets kind of boring when we sit here and say the same thing every time if we just agreed on everything. But it's a different take. I guess you would have to have something else, or he'd just have to get hot to where they couldn't take him out of the lineup. But then again, who you sitting?
And be honest with you, comeback player is really kind of a opinionated thing anyway at the end of the season because there's no official reward for that.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.